www.thebestofliberty.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got Jordan Rayburn with me right now. Jordan is a certified market technician. He's got a great website out there called The Daily Gold. Been on the show a couple of times before. He's a good guy. Jordan, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Sure. No problem. Anytime, Al.
Got a question for you. You wrote in the Daily Gold on Thursday an article for Big Time Run as global breakdown begins. You took the words right out of my mouth. I'm curious, why do you say that?
Well, there's really a lot of points here that I want to make. First of all, let's just look at some global stock markets, looking at things like Hong Kong, Brazil, India, Australia, some major markets like that, they've basically broken below some important long-term moving averages, where it tells me that kind of the cyclical bull market that we've seen over the last couple of years is over. And I'm not really expecting breakdown's kind of a strong word, but I'm kind of expecting a more mild bear market over the next couple of years, kind of what we saw in the late 70s. Some global markets, they are having a bit of a rebound here, but for all intents and purposes, it really does look like the cyclical bull market is basically over. I mean, sure, U.S. stocks could pop a little bit higher, but I think any new highs are going to be marginal highs and are probably not going to be sustained in the longer term. And, you know, just turning to gold, you know, I went back and I looked at as many bull markets as I could find that lasted, you know, 15 to 20 years, you know, kind of a secular bull market. You know, we always hear that phrase, and typically that's something that's about 15 to 20 years. What I basically found is in the 11th or the 12th year of most of those bull markets, you started to see an acceleration in the trend. And think about it like this. You know, most bull markets kind of end with a parabolic move. And what I found is usually parabolic moves in a bull market tend to be separated by one big correction. So if you're looking at the tech stocks in the 90s, they really started to kind of move and accelerate in the mid-90s. And then you had that big correction in 1998 before a final blow-off. And of course, 94, 95, that was in the 12th or the 13th year of that bull market. Looking at gold right now, gold is in the 12th year of its bull market. It bottomed in 99. The stocks bottomed a year later, the gold stocks, that is. So basically, I mean, in precious metals is the type of market that is most likely to end in a parabolic move. So we know that's probably going to happen. What I'm basically saying is, you know, we're right around the time where we would expect the trend to basically kind of accelerate and become stronger. I mean, there'll be more volatility in both directions, but I'm looking for the trend to accelerate. And I think, you know, 18 months from now, it's going to be obvious that, you know, we've seen an acceleration in the market. And so that's kind of what I'm looking at. And that's happening as most global stock markets are kind of falling back into, let's just say, a mild bear market. And so that's, you know, because in the last 2 years, a lot of money has moved into stocks because we've had this big rebound. And so what's it going to take for gold and precious metals to really kind of accelerate into a bubble and then a mania? Well, we need money to move out of stocks and bonds, conventional asset classes. And so that money has to move out of those conventional asset classes, and then it moves into precious metals. And so I think we're seeing the beginning of that here with global stock markets kind of struggling. So money's going to move out of there. And then, of course, you know, bonds have done very well, but, you know, we're seeing the start of a real sovereign debt crisis with what's going on in Europe. And, you know, eventually that's going to hit Japan. It's going to come to the U.S. So it's really an exciting time, I think, for precious metals. I think we're going to see really some big moves in the next 1 to 2 years.
What is the best way for listeners to take advantage of this market?
Well, I mean, my philosophy is, looking at physical, I think, is an insurance position. And I think if you want to own physical, you should just accumulate a little bit every month. I mean, depending on your means, that might be, you know, $100 or $200 a month. You just accumulate gold and silver as kind of an insurance position. You know, if you're a more wealthy individual, then you can, you know, accumulate a lot more every month, kind of similar to dollar cost averaging. And then obviously playing the stocks. I mean, what I like to do in my service, I kind of classify stocks as core positions or, you know, more speculative positions. And It's really up to you. I mean, if you're risk tolerant, if you, you know, you want to be risk averse, then obviously you'd want to own less speculative positions and more of the ones that are core positions. Like, for example, I'd consider silver wheaten a core position. Just to give you another example would be maybe Royal Gold or Franco Nevada, because those, well, oddly enough, those three are royalty companies, but, you know, I find that they're pretty, I think those three are pretty reliable long-term holds. You know, not being miners, being royalty companies, they tend to be a little bit safer, and that's why we've seen them, all three of them, perform much better than their peer group. You know, but when you invest in the speculative juniors, I think you really, you need to educate yourself on, you know, when to buy them, you know, which ones to buy, and, you know, also how to trade them, because the way, precious metal stocks move, you don't tend to see a lot of sustained uptrends over a long period of time. In other words, you know, just go back to 2008 or 2004, 2005. We had a big correction there in 04, 05. How many people do you know have bought something in 01, 02 and then held it, you know, for 8 or 9 years? It's just very difficult given the kind of big corrections that we see in this market. So I think if you, you know, you're buying stuff here, you want to have maybe a 12-month plan, and then, you know, if you buy a junior and it does really well and, you know, goes up 400 or 500%, you want to take some profits and look to rotate that into something else, because a lot of these juniors, I mean, you can make fantastic money over a couple-year period, but it's not going to last for 5 years or 10 years. They're not long-term holds. So I think, you know, that's just a sample of the things you need to be aware about when you're speculating, you know, or investing in the smaller companies.
You wrote up a company that I got the information yesterday, but it went out to your subscribers on Thursday. It's a company that you are involved with, along with Dave Skarica, who is a guy who I know, you know, a colleague of ours. Tell us a little bit about that company. Is that something you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, the name of the company is Meadow Bay Gold, and the guys who are behind that are the guys who started Paramount Gold, which is a successful company in the development stage. They have two projects that they're advancing. And so Paramount has been a successful company. I think it was started in 2005. And the guys behind that, they really know how to raise money, and they have a lot of credibility. And basically they took over a mine in Nevada called the Atlanta Mine. And it was a past-producing mine. I believe it produced about 120,000 ounces of gold over a 10-year period from 1975 to 1985. There's a lot of infrastructure left there. I think $25 million worth of infrastructure. So it's not going to take a lot of money to put that back into production. I mean, obviously, they haven't done a pre-feasibility study yet, so it's hard to say what it will be. But given that there's some infrastructure there, I mean, that gives them a great head start. I think they have about $3.5 million in cash here. They've already done some drilling over the summer. And Kinross Gold used to own the property, I think, in the 90s. And they had an internal resource estimate of about 500,000 ounces of gold. The company right now has about 39 million shares. There's about 3.6 million options. No warrants, so you have a good, tight share structure. And they won't need to raise money probably until early 2012, and looking at those things, and also the company is pretty confident that they can increase their resource to 1 million ounces of gold indicated. I find this with a lot of old properties in Nevada. You know, the holes are already there, so it's much easier for these companies to know where they need to drill and then basically, you know, I guess redefine the resource or increase the resource if they're able to do that. I mean, these are not you know, totally new properties that haven't been drilled or explored. And also, if you look at the stock of Meadow Bay, I mean, it really shot up coming out of the gate, but it's consolidated for about 4 or 5 months, and in the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's kind of bottomed. It has popped a little bit in the last 2 days. If you have a 6 or a 9 month target, I think the risk reward is very good, and Meadow Bay is a sponsor of my website, and I mean, I do have a promotional relationship with them. you know, and I'm not an investment advisor, so I'm not giving investment advice. I'm just stating the facts as I know them. But I have recommended in my service that my subscribers buy the company because I'm confident that it's going to be a winner in both the short and long term. So if you're interested in it, I would definitely call the company to get more information.
Okay, there you have it from Jordan Rayburn. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. This particular segment is being shared with our friends at Kitco, chatting right now with Roger Wiegand. Roger has some very, very interesting insights, in my opinion, based on current events within this particular sector as what the future holds for both gold and silver. Roger, you mentioned that there were some dates coming up that were critical in this discussion. Let's start there.
The first date, Al, that I see is going to be the expiration of the gold August futures contract next week. We're already seeing the preponderance of the bigger part of the traders moving volume and daily volume and positioning into the December gold contract. When one expires and another one starts up, there's a bit of a shifting blip in the middle. Normally, the old one might drop off, tail off just a little bit, then it goes sideways, and then everybody jumps into the new contract and off we go. So we're looking for a major rally for gold for the December gold futures. And, of course, we follow them. We trade them. I personally own December and April gold futures already. We have for some time. And it looks very good.
Now, when you say it looks very good, the reasons that I would have for making that statement would be events that are going on. You know, I've chatted with Rick Ackerman about this. I've chatted with a whole bunch of other, you know, of our other colleagues about this. And when you look at fundamental reasons, I mean, all you have to do is look at what's going on right now in Europe with the Greece bailout, that Band-Aid, and that's all it is a Band-Aid. And when you look at the deficit situation in the United States, I mean, how could you not be bullish on gold and silver?
Well, we agree with that, and this has been a problem that's been going on for dragging on for months, years, really. And on top of everything else now, you've got the Chinese economy with inflation and bank trouble in the banks and trouble in the stock market. But on the good side of the fence for us in China, today, this Friday, they opened a new silver trading platform for futures and gold. And so China's going to be doing what they're doing in Chicago on the COMEX. And that's such a huge market. It's just, I think it just bodes well for all the traders and the positioning.
Well, that is a huge market, and I guess one comment that I would make about that is I think that will rapidly become the largest in terms of volume market dealing with silver in the world, Raj.
Well, it very well could. I mean, it's going to depend upon advertising and marketing. It's going to depend upon outside influences that we can't measure. But all in all, you look at the population and the fact that the Chinese government is very strong and positive on precious metals, not only the mines and the mining operations, they encourage it, but also they encourage their consumers to take positions in both silver and gold and own the physical. And from that point of view, it's going to drive prices even faster. We're looking for gold this fall, Al, to have a move as high as anywhere from like $100 to $200 higher from where we are now. It might even go more than that. And one big analyst in New York, I forget the man's name, but he was from a prominent company, he did say they're looking for over $1,800 for gold by December. That would be the December futures contract and or cash. And the other thing that he mentioned, he said silver is going to be about $70.
I can't agree or disagree with that. The only comment I can make is that I am very, very bullish on both gold and silver. I find it to be interesting that in the markets yesterday, Friday, gold was up significantly. It was up over $12 an ounce at one time, closed, if I'm not mistaken, at about in the high 11s an ounce, 11.50 or thereabouts an ounce, up 0.72 on the day, you know, as we're recording this thing. Silver was up almost a dollar yesterday. It was up 83 cents to $40.15. Now, that was in spite of the fact that, you know, the major markets, as measured by the Dow, the industrial average, was down a bit. It's a very, very interesting situation, and I'm not sure how anybody could be anything but bullish, Raj.
No, I would agree with that, and we're looking at today, just looking at the near-to-expiration gold contract, last price, $1,601. The trading range was $24.50. It's up now, $14.80. And silver, that was about 1%, and silver's up 3%. Silver's up $1.19 to $40.14, as you mentioned, and the open interest there is 62,000 contracts. and the volume today was 30,000. So that's slowing down a little bit, but it's Friday. You've got gold expiring, and the traders know that silver will track with gold.
Yeah, they will. There's no question about that. Roger, you know, kind of on a personal note, I'm curious about, we've got about 3 minutes left here, and I'm curious about one thing, and we've never chatted about this really at length, and we've certainly never chatted about it where our listeners could hear, you know, could hear the gist of the conversation, but why did you get invested? You were a real estate guy for years and years and years, and then you got incredibly interested in precious metals, hard assets. Why was that?
Well, I was interested in commodities and gold and silver trading in general as far back as 1968. And I used to read books, and the more I read and the more I got interested in it, and, of course, all the economic policies and factors from many of the prominent people over the years also would play into that. And as you know, I was very successful in real estate. And I lost my business, and I had to start over again. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to be in a business where there was no limit to the upside, that wouldn't take a lot of cash. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars to be borrowed and then hope you get your money back out of real estate deals. But rather, in fact, you could trade on a more modest basis to get started and get some experience. And quite frankly, I think I've read maybe 150, 200 books. There's only three or four of them that are any good, and I encourage people to look at those titles. I tell them about that from time to time, but this graduated effort that I've been in this business started in '68 originally, but I got busy in 1992 and started taking direct courses that I paid for about trading and investing, and it just escalated from there. And then in 2004. Jay Taylor and I became partners in my newsletter, and then everything evolved from there. Starting in 2005, 2006, I started doing writing for Kitco, and then that blossomed into doing speaking for the conventions. And I've met so many wonderful people. It's just been a great experience.
Well, our industry is filled with people, really with, you know, with very good people, and I'm proud to be a part of it. I think that the folks at Kitco have done a phenomenal job in terms of increasing the awareness of the precious metals sector. You know, Bart has been doing this since, I believe, 1995, if I'm not mistaken, and I think that in terms of increasing awareness on metals, they have done a really, really excellent job, and the proof is in the pudding in the sense that these guys, you know, their website is one of the highest rated websites in the world in terms of traffic, you know, and it is a website that I would at this moment in time highly recommend to anybody to go to if they want to get more information on precious metals. I've been involved as a contributor to Kitco also for the past, 10 years or thereabouts, and I value that. There you have it from Roger Wiegand.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, I've asked Trader Raj to come back for this next segment. We have gotten numerous emails from you folks listening in that you want to hear more about companies, and so we are starting to do that. I started really to do that more a couple of days ago on Thursday, and in less than 24 hours after I did a posting where I talked about three companies and my policy, I might add, in terms of discussing these companies, we received, I don't know, 23, 24 comments from people who were somewhat enthusiastic, to say the least. So I asked Roger to help me out on the weekend show and talk about some companies that he follows. As always, if I have any interest in these companies or if I plan to buy them or sell them, I will let you know. Roger, where do you want to start, buddy?
Well, the way I've got my stocks in my newsletter, Trader Tracks, I divide them into what I call senior and intermediate companies. Then I have one-tier choice and I have a second-tier choice. Each one's got about four or five ideas. And then I've got a longer list of juniors, and that is the larger part of what I have selected and offered.
And that's kind of the segment that I'd like to deal with in this particular instance.
Well, what we try to encourage people to do, and again, it depends upon the size of your accounts, your portfolio. What is good for somebody with $5 million is going to be quite different for somebody that's got $25,000. So that's the first place you got to start. One thing we encourage everybody to do, The first $100,000 of discretionary money that somebody has to use, we encourage them to get 10% in physical, in gold and silver coins in the USA and Canada. Going from there, it's always good to have a core position in one or two companies as a senior and or an intermediate. Now, they don't have as much leverage, Al, as you know, the juniors, but some people just want to buy one stock, and they want to leave it alone and just sit and wait for a good earning, a good day. And one of the ones that we like is Pretium Resources.
Pretium Resources, that is, if I'm not mistaken, Bob Quartermain's deal.
That's Bob Quartermain's deal. Bob was president chairman of Silver Standard, took it from two silver bars to a $1 billion company, and he retired. And while he was with that company, the corporation bought two very beautiful properties in British Columbia adjacent to Seabridge Gold. Seabridge Gold has 42 million ounces, I think, proven and measured, or measured and indicated, I should say. This property's in the same neighborhood, and in fact, right next door. And when Bob found out that there was a potential for the sale of these two pieces by Silver Standard, he said, put me on the list, and lo and behold, he made a deal. He went out and raised $280 million in 3 weeks, and they bought it. They bought the properties for cash and stock, and it's turned into a wonderful opportunity. I was able to be in on one of the initial presentations in January, and we put it in our newsletter at $6.50. It went to $13, came back on profit-taking. Silver Standard sold a big chunk of what they owned in it, and it's on its way again. I mean, the stock today is $10.78 on the Canadian, and the first time through on our recommendation, it earned 97% on the first trade in a very short period of time. So that's one of the best ones of the higher price group that we're very fond of.
Now you talk about the higher price group. Okay, full disclosure, at this point, I own no shares in Pretium. I've met Bob Quartermain in the past. I know very little about this company, and I thank Rog for bringing it up, but I have absolutely no financial interest in it. How about you, Mr. Wiegand?
I do not. I do not own shares in any company I talk about or recommend. That's an ethical question that I'm very tough on that. I trade futures for my own account, and I have no complaints. I've had very high triple-digit returns for 3 out of the 4 last years. My trading account now is up higher than it's ever been.
Okay, having said that, any other companies you like?
Yeah. Another one that I like is, this is a relatively newer company for both you and me, is International Tower Hill. And International Tower Hill is an Alaskan property. The price today is $8.03, a quote this morning. We have been in and out of the thing a couple times just on the cycles. This is a big property. This is going to be a very large operation, much like Pretium. They're an earlier stage. It's going to be a steady grower, and we do love Alaska. The property is located in an area that's surrounded by some other major gold companies, so they're in the right neighborhood. The management is top-notch. They've got a whole smart group of geologists in there. And as you know, the investor relations vice president, Shirley, is a friend of ours from another company. And she has done a super job in explaining what the company is doing. And we encourage people to take a look at that one.
I spoke with the president of International Tower Hill recently, and on a daily show. Very, very impressive guy. Two interesting things here have happened. Again, in the interest of full disclosure, I will be visiting the property on the 20th of August, so I'll come back with a report on that. Maybe even do a remote from there. That's very possible. Also, I own no shares in International Tower Hill. But they are a sponsor on our website. That means that if you want more information, simply click on their banner, and you can get that information. I concur with your feelings about the management, Roger, and the rest of it. I have absolutely nothing negative to say about any of these guys. We have time for one more. We got about 4 minutes. Anybody else you like?
I like Premium Exploration. They're friends of ours, have been. We've been in that. We've had them in our newsletter for a long time. Our friend Del Steiner is a true professional. He's done a marvelous job on the property. And because of recent flying and measuring structure, the whole thing has just opened up and turned into something much large and more grand than many people did realize. If I'm not mistaken on the math, I think strike length on that thing is now approaching 30 kilometers. It's in Idaho. We're going to be over there again the first of next month to get an update, see more information, talk to the geologists in the field. When I was there last year on that trip to see that mine, I was so glad that I went because I learned so much from that field trip, which, you know, you can't necessarily understand or learn about from the office.
I would agree with you there. And, you know, again, full disclosure, I have shares in Premium Exploration. I've had them for quite some time now. I've known Del Steiner. You know, I'm repeating myself because every time I bring this company up, I want to say this. But I've known Del for probably about 25 years. I visited initially visited that property about 25 years ago. The guy's a bulldog. He just doesn't give up, you know, and it looks like the efforts are finally coming to fruition right now. Premium is also a sponsor on the website. So if you want information there, all you have to do is click on their banner. We are going, by the way, I think you folks will find this to be interesting. We are going to Idaho the first week of August to go over, basically to shoot video, and we're going to be doing that with the involvement of three companies who are paying the production costs for the video. Nothing to Big Al, but the production costs for the video crew. And the companies that we will be visiting over there that are underwriting this thing are Otis Gold, Premium Exploration, and then a company called Formation Minerals. I know all these companies really, really well. I've known Formation Minerals for almost 20 years, and I have nothing but positive things to say about their chairman, Marianne Green, and their president, Scott Bending. They're some really, really good guys. Rick Hossinger, who is a professional geologist, handles communications for the company. He, too, is a very, very mature, for lack of better terms, well thought out, well informed individuals. So these are three companies that I really like. Hopefully we're going to, on that trip, we're going to have Cecil Andrus, who is the former Secretary of the Interior and former three-term governor of Idaho, making some comments on the mining industry in Idaho. Cecil is a Democrat, for lack of, and I don't have a lot of problem with many of his views. Some of his views, you know, are somewhat contradictory in mine, but a lot of his views on the mining industry, if not all of his views on the mining industry, I have to concur with completely. Former Governor Andrus has been on the show a number of times, and I'll tell you, I like what he has to say. Okay, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the show with someone who hasn't been on here for a while, Sean Broderick. Sean and I have traveled literally all around the world on various occasions, talking with junior mining companies, visiting their assets, etc. He's a really, really good guy. He's very insightful. I use that word a lot about my guests. They're all really insightful. But Sean is involved with Dr. Martin Weiss at Weiss Research down in Florida. His forte down there is talking about hard asset-based companies, does a lot of work in the junior sector, has a newsletter that is for sale where he talks about companies that he recommends or does not recommend, and he's very, very forthright in his explanations and in terms of whether or not he owns shares in the company. If I'm not mistaken, Weiss Research does have a policy, however, where you can't buy shares in companies you recommend, can you?
Yeah, that's one my wife is actually pretty mad about, so we should probably not talk too much about that.
All right, we're not going to do that. But no, but I think that's a good policy because you guys are registered investment advisors and you've got to, you know, the disclosure has to be almost ridiculous. It's got to be so complete. Anyway, having said that, how did you get interested in this particular sector, Sean?
Well, this was back when I was working for another company. I was there pretty much running their investments, and they send me up to Canada now and then, and I would meet these Canadian miners who were just so happy about everything. And this was a period of time when, you know, not a lot was going on that was really good in the economy, but the Canadian miners were really happy, and they had a lot to talk about, and I've always liked gold and silver, natural resources generally, definitely precious metals. I just own a lot personally. And so I was always happy to talk to these guys. And so then Weiss Research asked me to come work for them. And I had worked for them previously. Then I left to go work for the Sovereign Society. They were trying to woo me back. And to woo me back, they said, come back and you can write about anything you want. And what I wanted to write about was junior explorers, producers, developers, that kind of thing, because those are the stocks I really found exciting. And so very few people get a chance to, like, pick out what they want to do for a career. Oftentimes we follow kind of convoluted paths, but this was a great opportunity for me, so I seized it, and I've been having fun with it ever since.
Well, no, I totally understand. That was a great opportunity for me, too, when I started it 30 years ago. I seized the heck out of it, and I thoroughly enjoy it, not so much because of the travel, because, I've done an awful lot of that, but just because of the people involved in the industry. I think it's absolutely fascinating. But, let's have an example of, I don't know, as many companies, three or four companies that you might want to mention that you're following right now.
Sure. Well, my portfolio is not as heavy as it used to be, though I'm adding to it right now. And so any company that I am going to mention is one that is in the portfolio. Just so people understand that, they have to do their own due diligence. And I am not, uninterested in, these particular stocks. They are in the stocks that I already recommend, even though I don't own them personally. But one I think people should look at is one called Gold Group Mining. That's down in Mexico. They're in a safe part of Mexico, however, and they will have their first mining project come into production next year. Well, actually, they have a small one that's already in production, but they have a new project that is actually coming into production. And the great thing about it, there is a lot of history down there. There's a lot of gold down there, but this is the right combination because using new techniques, they're able to just do some mining down there at very low cost, and it's in a really great situation, and they're only working on one known deposit right now that is surrounded by other probable deposits. So if they can bring this new project online, then they'll have even more cash flow. They can start to develop the other projects that are around this one that they're working on, Ryan. It's an open-pit mine, or at least this particular project is, and they are in Veracruz, Mexico, and the symbol is GGA on the Toronto Stock Exchange. I have seen them beaten down, and I've seen them start to come back, and recently they broke above important overhead resistance. They've just come back to test the 50-day moving average, and I think they're about to head higher again, so that's one that I'm adding to, and, maybe people want to take a look at it themselves and just make up their own minds.
Okay, and my disclosure on this one is that I own no stock in this company. These companies are not sponsors on the website. One of the things on this show that you have to realize is my guests get total free reign, for lack of better terms, to say the least. Okay, any other company, Sean?
Well, I like Orkana Corporation, that symbol AUN, again on the TSX Venture Exchange, and that's a company that they have a working property in Mexico, but they're bringing on a silver mine in Texas that was a big producer a long time ago, Shafter, but they're just going back into it. It'll be a very large production mine when it comes online, and everything seems to be lining up well for this company. They have cash flow, earnings are going up, revenues are going up, and when I look at Orkana, I see a company that just has the potential to hit it out of the park. Again, pulled back a lot from its highs, along which many of these small miners did through June, right? But then things started to turn around. We've seen gold and silver go higher. We've seen the outlook for these companies start to increase. We've seen some selling pressure come off, and they're just starting to improve. So this is a company that has proven itself with a nice track record already, and it looks like it has just some new things coming online that'll be really great for it. And both of these companies have something that I think is so important, which is really good management. That's the first thing I look for when I look at a company, is to see who's running it. Have they done something like this before? How experienced are they at it? Are they good at raising money? It all comes down to how good is the management, and that's something that's extremely important with this one.
That's very important. Now, full disclosure here, I have been involved with Orkana for quite some time now, 2 or 3 years. I have bought and sold stock in the past. Didn't talk about it in the past in terms of the buys and the sells because that wasn't my policy at the time. However, the financial interest that I have right now in Orkana is they are sponsors on our website. Lenik Rodriguez, the president of the company, is a man that I have a lot of respect for. He is a very, very astute, shrewd business businessman, and what they are doing down at the La Negra mine, which I have visited in Mexico, is really, really credible, for lack of better terms. There is almost an entire small city that is dependent on their employment on the La Negra mine owned by Arcana. It appears to be in a very, very safe part of Mexico. Lenik and I have discussed that at length, and he has absolutely no concern about that, and there have been no incidences that I am aware of anywhere in the area. The Schaffner mine is a very high potential asset located in Texas, and I'm thinking that some really good things could happen there. Now, I am not a registered investment advisor. Don't take what I'm saying as being investment advice. Sean, before we talk about anything else, are you considered to be a registered investment advisor?
No, I'm not. I am a publisher.
Okay, there you go. Any other companies?
Well, I'll leave this one up to you. Would you rather hear about one in Mexico or in Thailand?
Let's stay in Mexico.
Okay, Mexico. Well, I really have to talk about Impact Silver, which is a great company that I have visited down there. It's in an old silver district, which, I mean, there were so many holes drilled there over time since the days of the Spanish conquistadors that you might think that it's drilled out. But what they did back in the old days was they would just mine the visible silver, you know, and they'd mine that shaft as long as they could. Then they just pack up their picks and they'd leave. Well, they left the surrounding rock that, by our standards today, is insanely rich with silver. And Impact Silver has all these old maps to all these old mines, and one mine after another they are bringing online, and they're doing all the right things down there. That's another company that was beat up going into June. It has rallied quite a bit, but it still isn't near its highs. And, again, it has one project after another lined up. Now, they really have a policy that I think that is very good, which is they have to make money on every ounce. And so they aren't one of the companies that really goes into debt. They really make these things pay. They have a very good plan for it. And, again, very, very smart management, and I think that everything's going to come up very well for them.
Okay, full disclosure, I own no shares in Impact Silver. I will say Sean Rockamoff, who's involved with Impact Silver, is a good friend of mine. I have talked with Sean about Impact before. Mr. Broderick, hey, buddy, it's always a pleasure.
Hey, it's always great talking to you, too.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.